Oh, he fucked it. Oh, God. You know what? That's what happens when you try to show off. Right, you wouldn't know anything about that. So what was the deal, just checking, with that little flop you did earlier? Was it a dive? Weird. I didn't think you could really categorize something like that. You're speedy in the water, though. I'll give you that. Well, I saw you racing your way out of the deep end when he went to the board. Was that to get out of the splash zone or to avoid the responsibility of giving him mouth-to-mouth? Because that might be inevitable. Oh, you sly dog. So it was me, really, that tempted you. It was bring your own, so where's yours? That's not my problem. Oh, okay. Well, then tell me, what's the plan then? Are you gonna wait for me to get in and then steal a drink? Because listen, buddy, I'll let you know right now. Be it great, poor, or average, your hydration level is just, it's none of my concern. Unless it comes in the form of theft and tomfoolery, and that I cannot abide. What about a snack? Okay, well, what are you gonna do for it? What are you gonna do? It has to be something. I do require payment, all right? This isn't a soup kitchen. It is a carefully curated cooler experience. It has a very intricate flavor profile that honestly, I'm not even sure you could handle. So yes, I will provide you nourishment at a cost to yourself. Show me you care. Show me you value the effort that I have put forth. No, why would I? No, that's not something else. Something worth my product. No. Oh, that's a bummer. You know, if I had something to throw, I would make you fetch it. Oh. I have it. Do a handstand. This is the price if you're not willing to pay the... Yay! Oh. 5 out of 10. Hey, don't splash me! I judged fairly, as is my nature. You provided an exceptionally basic performance. You could have added a little flourish, clapped like a seal. That would have gotten you some extra points. I mean, this is entry-level knowledge. Everybody knows if you want the reward, you gotta work the show. I mean, it's a little late to be tacky. You know what? It's fine. I don't want to fight with you in front of the other judges. Just, what do you want? I have popsicles, juice, fruit cups, berries, kiwi, watermelon, pineapple, lots of pineapple, mango. Sue me. I said sue me. I love fruit. Does my appreciation for vitamin C offend you so deeply? I am so, oh God, I just feel terrible if that's the case. I never would have paraded it around in front of you like that if I had not. God, I am just so problematic of me. Do you want to maybe give me a little slap or? And that's fine. That's totally fine. I just won't be the one nursing away your scurvy. And that's to be expected, right? I mean, you can always find somebody who shares your revulsion. And yeah, and then I'll be living my own life pounding down watermelon in the tropics. You know, different strokes.
Well, you know, there's a silver lining.
Sure, you can have your little nurse in a sexy uniform, huh, big boy? That'll be fun.
Yeah, no scrubs in this hospital. It is all bodycon dresses, baby, and cute little flossy hats.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not going to impede their abilities at all. No, if anything, it'll loosen them up, you know. They're professionals. They're very good at their jobs.
And the lack of fabric allows them to really showcase their flexibility. And if you're given them attitude, you know, they'll hold you down, if necessary.
Oh my god, they'll straddle you
if they absolutely have to. But you wouldn't force it to come to that, right?
Hmm? Yeah. I know. You would just take the pills.
I know you would. Because you're a good boy.
You look a little... Is the sun getting to you?
Oh, do you want me to get the sunscreen?
Nah, I'm getting it. Just hold on. I can reach my back from here. Ooh, big stretch.
Shut the fuck up. There's nothing sexy about peeling. You're not a cicada.
And I can even do it for you, if you want.
Repay you for earlier. Yeah? All right. Come here, then.
Okay.
Look up. Let's dry your face a little bit.
Neck.
It's a bit much. Yeah, it's fine. We'll make it work.
I love the smell of sunscreen. It's just instant flashbacks to summer break.
I'd always go to this sleepaway camp with my brother. They'd take us on a kayaking trip to a nearby island. It was apparently the stomping ground for a local werewolf, but I never saw any evidence of that. Fat-ass raccoons, though. Oh my god, like bowling balls. Just squishy, squeaking bowling balls with rat bastard fingers and a profound case of main character syndrome. Alright, turn around.
Kind of sucks, because I would have preferred a werewolf.
A werewolf would have had the courtesy of mauling me instead of stealing my fruit roll-ups and then bullying me for more. I snuck those roll-ups with me, too. They were already contraband. We were only supposed to eat what we cooked, so I couldn't even complain about it. Getting to the island was more fun than being there. Back at base camp, we had, like, cabins, AC, running water. You'd go from relative comfort to the hottest, buggiest place on camp property. And you had to hope that it was dry enough to build a fire, because otherwise you were eating cold beans from a can.
Face me. Hello, gorgeous. Let's do your arms.
Nothing. Why? What do you think I'm giggling about?
Well, then, I don't know either.
Come up with something. Maybe I'll verify it. I'll be waiting. How's it feel? I mean, is your skin tender anywhere? No? Okay, that's good. What? Don't be ignorant. Don't put them away. I need to hit your hands, too. Come on. It's basically a massage. Anyone ever compliment you on these? No, normally I would do the whole let's compare hand sizes thing, but this is better. Do you know your ring size? Oh, these fingers are pretty indicative. Just looking at them. Nothing. You always keep your nails this clean? Not a good boy. Chin up. Oh, look, I'm underselling it. I loved that camp. I was very lucky I was able to go. I didn't realize until my niece was born how expensive those places are. Although you'd think with all that attendance money, they'd be able to invest in some basic raccoon proofing. Oh, it was a limited edition flavor, too. Oh, God, those thieving cunts. Just profiting off of my restrictions. It was torture. I had all these feelings that I knew I shouldn't express. Felt like I was about to burst. All right. I think you're good. Oh, wait. I forgot your chest. No. Stay. You were nice enough to apply mine earlier. Rubbed it all over. Really made sure I was as protected as possible. I appreciate it, gentlemen. Yeah. So, let me show it. Thank you. So stubborn. What, are you trying to hide something? Oh. Maybe you are. No. And what's with your heart rate? That was not a heat stroke. Let me see your eyes. Look at me. Just like that. You've been avoiding eye contact. Is it something I said? If you want, I can say it again. I'd just like to have your attention. That's all. Undivided, if you don't mind. At least while I finish rubbing this in. Almost. So I'm patient. patient. What's the hurry? I thought you liked having my hands on you. Maybe I'm projecting. I like having yours on me. You did. You could have been a little firmer, though. Most sunscreen isn't really made to be applied with the faintest of touches, but it's okay. You're shy. I like that. It's just spot. Right under your lip. There we go. All done. Boop. I mean, unless you wanted me to do the rest of you, should I? No, no, come on out. What's the problem? It's not that you're hard, is it? I mean, a little bit. It's whatever. You can probably hide that easily enough. Unless you're too stiff to get away with it, and then, I mean. You're looking flustered again. Don't tell me I went through all that trouble for no reason. Of course I volunteered. Of course I wanted to touch you. Possibly as much as you wanted me to. Right? I'm not oblivious. I can see the way you look at me. More than that, I see the way you look away when you think I'm about to catch you. That's really cute. No harm, no foul. Clearly you've already been caught. What do you have to say about it? Was that a gulp? Even if I hadn't, your body language is pretty apparent. Always brushing up against me. Oh, is it on accident? Oh shit, I'm so sorry. I'm making a fool of myself. I ought to be ashamed. Bad, bad girl. Go scold me. I deserve it. Come on. Return the favor. You know how good it feels, don't you? Oh, or are you more into praise? Should I tell you what a sweet, funny, adorable little thing you are? I don't have to phrase it like that. How about, you're big and tough, and I'm so attracted to you that I'm already soaking my bikini bottoms on dry land. What would you do with that information? What would you wanted to. Don't think. Just say. I think we could figure something out. But first, I have something I want you to do. Swim here. Right in front of me. Closer. Closer. How can I bite you when you're that far away? That's it. Right up to the side. Now. Feel the jettison. So your trunks will do.
We're in public after all.
Just push your hips forward. Right into it. What do you think?
Felt amazing on my legs, so I can only imagine
how it feels on such a sensitive.
No, don't move. If you have to do anything, I want you to just gently gyrate your hips.
Don't pull fully away.
I want to see you squirm at the sensation.
Can you do that? Yeah? You can? Then prove it.
I want to make sure you can follow instructions before we take things further. Although, you proved yourself pretty obedient when we were playing chicken earlier. We almost won. Well, you seemed a bit distracted at the end. What was that about?
You'll have to tell me.
I'm not a mind reader.
It's okay. I'm not gonna mock you. Unless... Do you want me to? You know... If you can't be honest with me, neither of us are going to be able to get what we want. But I can respect boundaries. Tell me to stop, and we will never revisit it again. Any of it. I promise. Scout's honor.
Well, I wasn't a scout. The word for if you went to the camp, you were called a dumpling. It was, well, anyway.
Should I take the hesitation as a no? Well, like I said, that's fine. No? No, no?
Or no? Okay, well, hold on. You're confusing me. And you're confusing yourself, I think. Okay.
No.
Do you want to keep things platonic, traditional, or no, you need me to help you get off right here,
right in front of everybody. Oh, are you embarrassed? I'd be. But then I would also be pushing my pussy into the jet. Just back and forth. My eyes would be glazed over. All those slutty desires taking over. But of course I pretend I don't have. You thought I didn't have. You thought I was so sweet before this, didn't you? Did you think I was that innocent? Honestly, I mean, I am a little flattered. And I don't flirt very much. I don't hook up with people. You saw me get all flustered when Olivia's cousin hit on me. You told me it was cute. That always stuck out to me. But I'm assuming that it never crossed your mind that I was scouting you. Truth is, I'm just picky. That's why this test is so important. I have to make sure that you're worth it. And if you are, I'm gonna fuck you in all the ways that you have been begging for. All the ways that sexy body of yours needs. I'm gonna reach inside you, find your soul, and suck it out. Get it right to the surface, and then spoil it almost right. Like I said, that's an if. Does it sound like a deal? Good. That's what I like to hear. How's the jet? You've been moving your hips a bit already. I gotta say, I like your form. Look at you. Already building the anticipation. You know what I really look forward to? The feeling of your face between my legs. I pictured that for a long time. Just seeing you down there. Right now, so it's doing something to me. Oh, I have a fun idea. Why don't you tell me what you do?
Yeah, I'll start. I'll give you a bit of a visual.
Don't worry, it's nothing too conspicuous.
I have a reputation too, you know. Definitely don't want to get caught. It's pretty rude to be doing this in public. So don't move.
Just a little stretch. Just getting comfy. And, oh wow, now you just so happen to have the best seat in the house. You'll have to use your imagination on the details, but that's part of the fun.
I'm personally a big fan of the tease, as I'm sure you're aware by now.
So, what do you think? Inspiring anything?
Mm.
Do I get to hear about it? Or are you just relaxing into your days? Here, why don't I set the scene? Okay. We're in the pool house. People occasionally come in for the amenities. I do, but they just left, so now we're alone. We've been hanging out all day. You've been flaunting yourself in front of me. Not a care in the world. Not even probably realizing you're doing it. But the effect is still the same. And by this time, I am fucking aching. I've been squeezing my legs together, trying not to make a mess of my bikini, even though at this point, they're soaked. I can't hide it anymore. And you, the sweet thing that you are, feel the responsibility to lend a helping hand. So you get down on your knees in front of the chair and push my legs open and start from the outside in. Just kissing the inner side of my thighs. Even though you probably shouldn't spend too long on the buildup, because who knows when someone's gonna come back inside. But you like the fabric. And I can feel the heat from your mouth seep through. Got a shiver. Now it's your turn to add to the story. Speak up. That sounds nice. Oh my God. How long would you tease? Would you lick me from the inside? Show me. Yeah. I want to see how good that tongue really is. Open your mouth. Demonstrate. I tell you, thought you'd be in this position today. Just space between my legs, edging yourself with a pool jet. Worshipping a popsicle. Look at your eyes roll back. Mm. was all up in the air. Not too greedy with it. You want to get us caught? It's okay. You were just performing in earnest. I appreciate that. I'm already very impressed. Why don't we recommence? Just be a little bit less obvious this time. Can you smell how sweet I am? I bet you wondered what I taste like. I've been told I feel even better. I'm tight. I'm warm. You've got me so wet. And all the little ridges inside would just strum your fucking cock. Oh god, I've always looked forward to the feeling of you pulling out. Just grip you so tight that the head would catch. Can you imagine how fucking hard I'd squeeze you when I come? I wanna feel you burst inside me. Now I would move and although that's is maybe you won't live up to my expectations at the end of the day. But you know what? That's okay. I'll just have to train you.
No biting. No, sir. I think that's enough of that. If you can't even control yourself.
Oh, your lips are stained. That's pretty. They probably match. It's a good color on you. Let me see your tongue. That's not a bad way to mark territory for our first little foray. How are you holding up, sweetheart?
You're getting close.
Your breathing is definitely heavier. Then again, you need to just have your mouth full. You are going to open it when I fuck you. Quiet boys don't get pussy. Not unless they want me to list some of the fun activities we can get up to? I love the thought of going down on you. It's one of my favorite things to fantasize about. It's rewarding you with my time whenever I please. Making you whimper on the couch as I ride you within an inch of your fucking life. Having you on your knees, kissing my pussy at the snap of my fingers. I want to listen to you whine while I set the pace. My good boy. I really do like you. Don't come. This is still a shared space. Are you embarrassed? During a pool party, even with all the people around, you couldn't help yourself from masturbating at my request. You're not even out of eyesight. Anyone might see you.
One take is one of our friends swimming over, walking by, just taking a quick look in your direction. What would they see? Eyes rolling back, lips clamped together, and your hips pumping back and forth. Honestly, so inconsiderate. So how about this? I'm gonna count down from 10, and you're gonna push yourself as close to the edge as possible. Mm-hmm. Right to your limit. And your job is to decide if it's really worth it to you to finish. You'll have those seconds to persuade me to let you quietly come in your suit. Or call everyone's attention just in time to see you making a shuddering mess of yourself.
So let's start. 10.
9, 8, 7, 5. Oh, you know what? I have to keep quiet and my body tends to react more. 4. But just try not to, you know, splash around too much. Mm-hmm. 3. You look good. 2.
All right, back up, Ted. Of course I pushed you away. I'm not gonna let you come in the pool, sweetheart, even I'm not that rude. I'm sorry.
I am, but the good news is, hey, you passed the test.
The first one, anyway.
No, come back. Come on.
Come on. Angle away from the jet this time.
Oh, good boy.
You did very well. I'm proud of you.
There was a moment that I wasn't sure what I was gonna do. I definitely played with the idea of giving in more than I thought I would. No, don't feel bad that you couldn't wrap me completely around your finger. I mean, first of all, how much do you want me at your mercy? And secondly,
you don't know my weakness. One day.
I would love to be your Dom, if you'll have me. Maybe even your master. You're really a glutton for punishment.
sorry for denying you.
Kind of denied myself, too.
You know, I'm willing to bet that all the attention is gonna stay over there for a while.
Mm-hmm. Look, they just busted out the super soakers.
It does look fun.
I'd hate to miss it.
But we're just gonna have to join the next round. I'm gonna go head into the pool house. Give it a minute. And then you are going to meet me inside and figure out